Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go. Jake and Josh are here to analyze the game they love for the team they love.
This is another Dolphins podcast.
Here's your host, Jake Mendel and Josh Houts.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of another Dolphins podcast. I am Merrick Brave, your host for this episode, columnist for the Finsider, lifelong Miami Dolphins fan, and today I'm sitting down with a very, very special guest, one of the greatest running backs in NFL history, arguably the greatest running back in Miami Dolphins history, Ricky Williams. Ricky, welcome to the show. Thank you for being on today.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's funny. I can tell you're a Dolphin fan because one of the greatest running backs in NFL history. I'm not saying it's not true, but it takes a Dolphin fan to be able to appreciate that.
Well, we do appreciate that. And I think the aesthetic had a lot to do with it. You have the cool dreads and then the visor, man. The visor is really what did it for a lot of us growing up. I'm 37 years old. I became a Dolphins fan in 91. And when you joined the team in the early 2000s, you know, right after Dan Marino left, it was like, okay, we have our new superhero and his name's Ricky Williams.
Yeah. The good old days.
The good old days. So I guess let's, you know, we want to talk about a few topics here today. We want to talk about the Dolphins. We want to talk about your NFL career. And then, of course, we want to get into your cannabis company, Heisman. But we'll start with the Dolphins. You know, you've been out of the league for a little over a decade now. And, you know, sometimes you get a little bit disconnected from the product. Do you still get an opportunity to watch NFL games during the regular season?
I get an opportunity. I mean, one of the things that we've done and you know, one of the reasons that we're talking is part of my brand is it's sports and cannabis. So we have a thing called we call Heisman House, and we set up opportunities for fans to come watch the game and consume with me. So it's been fun, and it's been a way to get back into watching football. I mean, the way I like to do it with other people. So sure. it's been fun.
That's awesome. Did you get an opportunity to watch any Dolphins games this past season or even, you know, the last couple seasons with the new coach, Mike McDaniel at the helm?
Yeah. I mean, especially watching that offense. You know, they're so explosive, big plays, move fast, fun to watch. A lot of fun to watch. Honestly, when I watch the Dolphins offense, it makes me want to put the teal and orange back on.
I think there's a lot of us out there. I'll speak for all Dolphins fans that would love to see you back in uniform for this team, especially with the difficulties they've had with the third and short and the fourth and short conversions over the last couple of years.
Yeah, my specialty.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, the Dolphins had a pretty potent rushing attack this year. You know, I hate to bring it up, but Raheem Mostert actually broke your single season rushing touchdown record with the Dolphins this season. He had 18 scores on the ground, surpassing your 16 scores in 2002. How does it feel when you see somebody like that surpass a long-standing record that you had with the club?
Yeah, well, I mean, I know Raheem, and you know, after he broke the record, I sent him a text and told him, honestly, I've been following his story, and to see him find so much success in Miami, and, you know, it's amazing. And it really speaks to how dynamic the offense is. You know, when a running back and a pass-happy offense is scoring that many touchdowns, you know that they're keeping it balanced, and that he's showing up and doing his part. And, you know, in these days where, you know, not every running back – gets to 1,000 yards. Raheem's season is impressive across the board.
Yeah, over 1,000 yards rushing, 18 rushing scores, couple receiving scores as well. He had himself a great year. Another back in that Dolphins offense that impressed a lot of us fans this season was rookie running back Devon Achane. Devon Achane actually had 800 yards rushing on only 103 carries this season, giving him roughly 7.8 yards per carry, which is the single season record of any running back in the history of the NFL with a minimum of 100 carries. What did you think of Achane's game this season, Rick?
Wow. Especially, you know, before he got hurt early in the year, he was averaging over 12 yards a carry. Just, again, so much in the NFL, really any team in football, is really finding the right fit. And you know, hats off to the Dolphins scouting staff for finding a good fit at that position. Now the biggest challenge in the NFL, especially for a running back, is staying healthy. And I think if he can stay healthy, he's going to put up some big numbers for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. He's considered one of the smaller backs in the NFL, obviously helps to contribute to his speed. Do you think it would be beneficial for Achane to put on a few pounds this offseason, you know, get in the weight room, maybe put on 5-10 pounds of muscle to see if he can be a little more durable in the league?
I mean, muscle helps, but also knowing the game. I think one of the things that helped me stay healthy was just experience, you know, knowing when to go for that extra yard, knowing when to fall, knowing how to fall. Some things are freak accidents, but I think it's just learning how to play the game. And I think as he gets more snaps, and again, adding a couple more pounds of muscle won't hurt. But to me, just learning to take care of himself. You know, I think the thing about a football season, it's a cumulative. And I think when we're young, we don't realize we think we're going to be great, but it makes a big difference. You just learning to take care of yourself. Your body has the ability to recover, and it's less susceptible to injuries that make you miss time.
So we're looking back on the last couple seasons with the Miami Dolphins. Obviously, new head coach Mike McDaniel, he's considered kind of an offensive guru. Would you have liked to play under a head coach, a play caller like Mike McDaniel when you were playing?
Of course. I mean, of course. There are stories last year of people spotted him vaping on the sideline. That's my type of coach. You know, but seriously, I mean, you can see with the productivity of the running backs this season, you know, like you pointed out, it was 2,000 yards in the running game. So, of course, I'd love to play in an offense like this where there's a quarterback who's put up big numbers. You got one of the best receiving crews in the NFL. And then, yeah, I would have loved to have been in this offense.
Now, you mentioned the quarterback. It wouldn't be any Dolphins discussion without bringing up Tua Tagovailoa. He's a little polarizing in NFL circles right now. We like him as Dolphins fans. You know, we're looking for him to make that next step. What do you think Tua can do with his game to take that next step? You know, everybody said, oh, he's injury prone. And this last year, he played every single game for the Miami Dolphins. What does he need to focus on this offseason to take the next step for this team?
You know, I think the biggest skill for any football player, but especially quarterback, is the ability to improve from one year to the next. And that's something that Tua has shown his whole career. So I think as long as he stays on this trajectory and the coaching situation in Miami stays stable, I think Tua's got a good shot to be a good quarterback for a long time.
That's good. We like to hear that. So, you know, sticking on the recent news regarding the Miami Dolphins, defensive coordinator Vic Fangio was a one and done for the Miami Dolphins this year. He's headed to the Philadelphia Eagles. Did you ever get an opportunity to play against a Vic Fangio-led defense when you were playing in the National Football League? And how did you find that?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I don't think so. I mean, I'm not, maybe. I don't remember what defenses he was running 20 years ago or however long ago. But I don't know. I mean, after we get done, I'm going to have to go on Google and do a little research to be able to answer the question.
Take a look and see who he was coaching at the time. Yeah. Okay. So let's get into the topic of marijuana use and your cannabis company, Heisman. You know, we want to give you an opportunity to talk about the brand here. When I was doing a little research regarding the company, you had a very interesting, almost like an MO of sorts, where you're looking to bridge the gap between cannabis use and the stigma behind that and sports. Can you tell me about the impetus of Heisman and why that was important for you to do?
You know, well, it's funny, like that question is more relevant to younger people that are a little bit older. You know, they kind of get it. You know, when I played, I got in a lot of trouble for cannabis. You know, back then it was devil's lettuce, and it was one story. But over the years, slowly, the country has changed. People's attitudes have changed, and it's made pretty much a 180. But what's still lagging behind, because the scars and the wounds of a drug war and something that's stigmatized so much is in people's consciousness. Even though we're finding, it's funny, even we have to say it like this, that we realize it's always been medicine. Just because for racial motivations and other reasons, it became illegal and a lot of people were persecuted for it. So it just has a bad rap. And I think the whole point of fame is, at least in my mind, is to use the platform to do something good. And there's so many people out in the world right now that are suffering in pain, and the only thing they feel comfortable taking to help them feel better, whether that's mental health issues or physical issues, are pharmaceuticals that are given to them by the doctor. And for some people, those work, but for some people, they don't work. And so I feel part of my mission is to advocate for people like myself that find pleasure and healing and happiness and open-mindedness and greater connection and spirituality and greater focus. The list goes on from cannabis. And there's not so many people who have a platform because of the reputation and the stigma of cannabis are too afraid to tell the truth and be honest about how cannabis benefits their life. So I thought, what the heck? I'll be an example and put my name out there and do something good for the world.
And you mentioned,
I've had a lot of really amazing ideas in my life, you know, things that I've done that have really opened up a lot of doors for me and helped a lot of people. And, you know, I had to work my ass off to get it, but a good friend of mine that helped open my mind was cannabis. And I think that's a meaningful story that needs to be told, because a lot of people are having those same experiences, but they don't have the courage or the platform to be able to talk about them.
Do you feel validated with the way that the consciousness has shifted within, you know, not even just sports and the NFL, but just with the United States as a whole and their views on cannabis over the last 20 years? You know, you mentioned it yourself. 20 years ago, you were villainized for quote unquote choosing pot over your NFL career. But now 20 years later, it's become a much more socially acceptable thing. The NFL themselves, they've lowered the fines and the suspensions and stuff for players who do test positive for marijuana use. Do you feel somewhat validated in a way and somewhat like a pioneer as somebody who led the way in that regard?
Oh, 100%. Definitely feel like a pioneer. Validation, you know, not so much because I was never looking for validation. You know, I was just trying to be happy and live my life. It's funny, when I was a kid, I was a really good student. And in school, we learned about America, the land of the free, and life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And at the end of the day, that's all I was doing. You know, unfortunately, people didn't understand at the time. But, you know, I feel like what I stand for and what I stood for then is really part of the American dream. So I don't know. I feel like a pioneer because I'm actually living it and sharing my truth and hopefully inspiring other people to do the same. But definitely, I've embraced the opportunity to be a pioneer. When I had a coach, Mac Brown, and he said, if what you do on the football field is the greatest thing you've ever done in your life, you guys have all failed. So I've always had this voice in my head always telling me I have to use this platform to do more. Never thought it would be cannabis, but you know, here we are.
I genuinely, though, I do think you have become a pioneer, and you have, you know, throughout the last two decades, it's taken a while, but you have made it more socially acceptable. You know, just to share a little bit of my own story, I suffer from insomnia, and as a way to self-medicate, a few years ago, about 5 years ago, I was drinking very heavily every night, drinking alcohol, taking sleeping pills. And as a result, I had gained a lot of weight from the added calories, and my blood pressure was extremely high due to that. And a friend of mine said, well, why don't you switch over to marijuana and you can use a strain called indica, and that will help you fall asleep at night and you won't need to drink as much as you are now. And it should help you health wise. And so I switched from literally roughly 8 shots of vodka every single night to essentially put myself into a coma just so I could sleep. I switched over to an indica vape, and I'm not joking, from day one, it knocked me out. It allowed me to rest, get a deep sleep. Since then, I've lost 30 pounds. My blood pressure has completely normalized and is regular now. It's been about 4 years since I made the switch. And I do credit my marijuana use with my health resurgence and the fact that I'm no longer at risk of having a heart attack before I reach the age of 40. So being a Dolphins fan all my life, I was able to kind of reach back on your experience and say, well, you know, Ricky has always been such an advocate for this. And, you know, it sounds silly to say, but if it works for Ricky, it could work for me. And so, you know, with the help of my friend and being able to reach back on your experience, it did help me as well. So do you find that, you know, obviously marijuana has helped you in many ways. Do you find that there are other people in your circle that have been inspired by you to use marijuana and it's been beneficial to their health long term?
My mom, you know, my mother's a great example. She, you know, I think she's being serious, but I can't tell. But she wants to start a brand called High's Mom.
Oh, that's fantastic.
You know, because she's had a lot of surgeries, and you know, her back is really messed up, and she's saying, and she's noticing that there's a need out there that for a lot of older people who are dealing with a lot of physical pain, pharmaceuticals are kind of the only way they have to go. And she's finding so much better relief and so much improvement of the quality of her life through cannabis.
That's fantastic. Yeah. That's awesome. I would buy a strain called High's Mom. I really would. That'd be really cool. But, you know, speaking of Heisman, the reason I have you on today, you're going to be doing a meet and greet at a dispensary here in my hometown, Moline, Illinois. I live directly across the river in Davenport, Iowa, where it's actually not legal to possess cannabis, but in Illinois it is. So most of us kind of just take a little hop, skip, and a jump across the river.
And I think a lot of people that I see are going to be coming across the border.
Yes, sir. I imagine that'll be the truth. You know, you've been doing a number of these meet and greets lately. You know, are fans allowed to bring, you know, stuff to get autographed and take photos
That's
with
the
you?
best
You know, how
part.
does it work?
That's the best part. I mean, really, I'd say half of the people are really cannabis fans. The other half are collectors. And for me, it's fun because the collectors, a lot of it's their first time in a dispensary, you know? And I kind of mess around with them and, you know, try to get them high. But no, but, you know, it's just an experience. Kind of like you said before, this is the part that is bridging the gap between cannabis and sports. And so many times we have such negative connotations of cannabis and in athletes. And so I like to show up with a big smile, meet, it really is a meet and greet, meet people, shake their hand, have a conversation, and help normalize cannabis. I mean, a lot of people in their lives, they get it, but there's people close to them that don't. And so I think when you're around other people, it kind of feel proud of yourself and you don't want to hide anymore. And to me, that's the most powerful thing for me. It's just not living a life where you have to hide the things that are important to you.
That's awesome. So you've mentioned, you know, you've been very open in the past about your social anxiety disorder diagnosis. Do you feel when doing these meet and greets that being able to use your product Heisman helps you when you're meeting all of these new people?
Well, I don't see cannabis that way as a treatment. For me, the treatment of social anxiety is there's something about, and I'm not sure if you've had this, if you've noticed this yet, there's something about consuming cannabis that allows you to get more in touch with what's on the inside.
Absolutely.
And so a lot of the times most of the time, if not all the time, the sources of our anxiety are just unresolved stuff on the inside. And we stay so busy in life that we don't ever attend to those things. And so I noticed after work, I go home and I consume cannabis and I call it self-psychotherapy. I'd get in touch with those parts of myself and I'd work it out. And as I did that, the social anxiety disappeared.
And
I'm just really comfortable with who I am because I know myself on such a deep level because of the hours I've spent, you know, doing self-reflection.
That's fantastic here. Well, again, Ricky Williams, it's been an honor and a privilege to speak to you. One of my favorite players of all time, one of the greatest Miami Dolphins of all time. You will be at Revolution Dispensary in Moline, Illinois this Saturday at 10 a.m. You'll be signing autographs and spreading the word, getting the word out about Heisman cannabis products. If people are interested in learning more about Heisman products, where should they go?
Heisman.com, HIGHSMAN.com. Got a bunch of cool information on there. Check it out.
Fantastic. Well, I want to thank you again for joining me today, Ricky. Again, it was an honor and a privilege. I will be there on Saturday. I'm going to come check it out, maybe get a football or a helmet autographed by Mr. Ricky Williams. So I'm looking forward to that. But again, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks, Rick.